Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy
and Tamara.
We're so excited. We're actually doing it together this week.
Cheers.
I wish we could do this every week.
Do you want to drive down every week? I have a fear of driving.
Yeah, I'm totally well.
What? Guys,
should we do this?
Yeah. Well, maybe more often than not, you could drive. I mean, maybe
once a month.
And then maybe we go out to dinner afterwards or lunch or we do things. I have to take you to my favorite place, Pelicure.
Is that where you
get the body scrubs?
Oh, okay.
It's heaven, you guys.
Oh, I'm up for that.
This isn't an ad. It's the best thing in the entire world if you live in Los Angeles.
Wait, body scrub? Like, what do you mean? You just go in?
You go in and they put like a shower above your head and they wash your hair, they scrub your body. It's the most heavenly place in the whole entire world.
I feel like we should do a podcast from there.
Oh my God. I found out about it. Do you ever watch the Listen to Skinny Confidential?
No.
Oh, I don't. So I started following her and I started listening to things that she did. And she always talked about Pelicure. And I was like, okay, I want to try it. And now
where's it at?
It's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, well,
So, We gotta go. I want to go. So we just came back from doing Jeff Lewis and I let Tamara drive and she got us lost 52 times.
That's because I was in deep conversation. I wasn't looking at Waze. I don't know my way around LA.
Also, who gets a car and doesn't hook up the Bluetooth to the car? So the Waze is not... Is one not on?
There's no volume. I told you. I bought that car. So I bought my Range Rover 2 years ago, traded in my old one, bought this one, was going on a trip and they just delivered it. We bought it really quick. And then they're like, well, if you want us to go over everything, just call us. We'll come out to your house. And I'm like, okay, sure. Never done that.
Well, so we missed like seven turns. So it could have taken us 22 minutes. And y'all know how I am about time.
She's like, give me your phone.
Give me your phone. Then Dickie starts calling like nonstop. Oh. Then texts are coming in. I'm like, should I be seeing these?
I'm like, can you just, I'm like, yeah, just open up my text messages. Just go through it.
I'm like, and so anyways, we made it here barely. We decided to open up the champagne. Today's episode, we're going to do some recaps.
Yes, but I have to say, I just have to throw this out here because the viewers have not seen this house. Oh my God. Right? You did not see it. This house is insane. It is so beautiful. Ugh. I mean, I'm in awe. Like, interior decorating is my thing. And I'm like, I would not change a thing. It is so beautiful.
Thank you. So the thing that I love, which you guys can't see because you're hearing this, but is like from this room where we are, you can see pretty much everything. Oh, you can see every room in the back.
I would never leave.
I know. I really don't.
And you have the Chateau Dubrow wine wall.
Except my Chateau Dubrow wine wall only has like 9 bottles of wine and the rest are
fake. That's okay.
Because
do you feel like it's like an art? But I'm a piece of art.
Yeah, I do. I mean, maybe if every time someone comes over, I'm like, bring wine. But also, are you supposed to put red and white wine in there?
Who do you think you're talking to? I have no idea.
We went over to somebody's house for a luncheon and we walked into their wine cellar and it was cold. And I go, hold on.
What temperature was it?
I go, oh, these are supposed to be turned on. And he goes, guy looked at me. Ours is not turned on. We don't even know. Oh, okay. But we have a little AC in there, but we don't know.
So it's climate controlled. So it's not just like, it's just not for decoration.
There is a climate control. We just don't turn it on because we don't know.
Like we can do a podcast in the wine cellar.
We could, but
it is so big. It is beautiful.
It is big. There's 7 bottles of wine and we don't know what temperature. No,
there's like 700 bottles of wine, but only 7 are full.
But I only like certain wines anyway, and mainly champs. So cheers. Yeah. All right. So Orange County. I know Tamara loves talking about Orange County.
Because I feel like it's a no-win situation for me because I was on the show for so long. So anything I say, people are like, why are you talking? You're jealous. Yeah. So it's hard for me to talk about. I try to remove myself as a cast member and look at it as a viewer, which is hard. Just wait, because Beverly Hills is coming up.
I know. Don't worry. On the Fox Force 5 is already like, fuck our lives for when you have to start talking about us.
I know. So tuning in, I wanted to see what went down with Heather and Shannon. continuing that conversation. And what were your thoughts on that? Because I felt like Heather got a lot of shit because she was saying, people were saying like she was acting, she was threatening. I didn't see it as threatening. I saw it as, you messed with my family. You got to understand, this is Terry's job. This is his livelihood.
I understand. But then, okay. Do you remember, you watched Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Remember in Berlin when I'm at the table with Erica and she's okay. In latex with the bangs?
Yes.
And you can tell I'm like trying to get the balls to like say something to her. I had already been in my hotel room, like prepping what I was going to say for
So you rehearsed.
I was like, come on, you can do it.
Yes.
And then Dorit sucked the life out of it by going, she's afraid of you, honey. And I was like, motherfucker, you ruined it all. But like, it was like one of those moments where I was like, you prepped this too much.
Heather probably did prep it because I know Heather very well. And I feel like she knows she's going to go in. She had like 3 weeks to go over in her head because at first she's like, I don't want anything to do with her. I have no desire to make up with you. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to make up with her. Well, what are you going to say? I would have done the same thing. So I think it came across as threatening, but I know Heather and I know her heart. And there's no way she was like, you know, you're going down. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take your kids and your business.
I didn't take it like that. I took it as like, I'm going to get you fired.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think anybody has that, the power to fire.
But I think that's the illusion that Heather has been giving. I mean, I don't know. You guys are friends. I did her podcast once. She's been nothing but lovely to me.
Yes.
But I think that's what she was coming in. I think she was.
See, I didn't see it like that.
Her big dinger energy right there.
Yeah. I saw it okay. Heather was off for 5 years. She comes back. She's blindsided by Shannon coming at her with this bullshit accusation that didn't mean anything, whatever. And then they're face to face and she's like, listen, you do that again and you're going to lose more than my friendship. Because if you go for my business, like that's off limits.
But what are you going to lose? Like if you were to say that to me,
what we have to Andy needs to ask her that at the reunion. What are you going to lose?
But like if I said to you, if you're going to do that again, you have more to lose than my friendship. What am I saying? I don't like those types of threats.
Okay, so what? You felt it was threatening. Okay,
like no, it's either you're going to get fired, or I'm going to do something in return. I'm going to get you back.
I thought of it as like I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you. That's how I looked at it.
I'm so sick of all this suing.
Oh,
BS. I am so quit suing.
Like, quit suing.
Like if you have so much money that you need to be suing everybody all the time.
If you have all that money, you don't need to
who
sue.
Who cares?
Who cares? People talk about this all the time. It's always those weak people that are like, oh my God, she tried to say bad things about me. I'm going to sue her because it's going to make things better. No, it's not.
It's just not. I'm over the suing. I don't care. But I think it's lame.
Did you see that Shannon went on to do an interview? Now, this is after the show is already wrapped. They're airing. She did an interview recently and I can't remember who it was with. And she basically said, what are you going to do to me, Heather? Are you going to sue me and take away my business? Or are you going to kill me or something like that? And I'm like, oh, come on, let's not get dramatic now.
That's also, I mean, Sutton did a similar thing with Erica this past year, when it's like, what are you going to do? Do I need to get a security guard?
Right.
It's like, nobody is saying that. They're just upset in the moment.
They're talking nonsense.
They're talking nonsense. But either way, I don't really believe in threats.
Yeah.
I don't think that they...
What did you think about the apology that was made to Terry? Would you have said you need to apologize to my husband?
I probably would have done it all together if I thought that it needed to be a group thing. I mean, yeah. Terry was already sitting, like Terry was there already.
Yeah.
So why not have him there? Plus, Terry had already given him his scripted version of it. Like,
well,
we already saw that. So, I mean, Shannon gave an interview on Entertainment Tonight talking to her friend Bryce.
Yes.
She gives all the information she wants to give. Then, you know, we see the episode where she gives her apology to Heather, which is forced. And then to Terry, which is awkward. And then Terry just reiterates what he already reiterated. This was nothing. This was nothing.
Well, I do believe, I mean, as somebody that worked on the show for 12 years, you can probably relate to this. When you want a storyline to die, you don't give it any life.
Correct.
And I feel like that's what they were doing. they were just not given it any life. If you give it life, because I think in real life, I would have been mad at Nicole. I would have been like, Nicole, we've been friends for how many years? Why didn't you tell me?
Nicole probably didn't tell her because she never wanted to come out.
Okay. Okay. Could you imagine I am hanging out with you? I'm at your house. We're having drinks. And then somebody comes up and goes, did you know that you're that Tamara tried to sue Edwin? And you'd be like, bitch, right. Get out.
If you tried, get out. Granted, but if you tried to sue Edwin when you were 18 years old.
Well, I think I would have told you.
I don't know. I think a lot has passed. I mean, I went deep down the rabbit hole on Nicole. I found all the old photos, the Aladdin outfits.
But the thing that got me was Emily went up to her and said like something about her boobs. Like she was, Emily obviously knew what she was doing. Like, oh, your boobs. She's like, oh, it's been a long history. It's been like 4 years. And I'm like, why would you say that if you don't want any of this to come out?
So are you more team Jen or team Noella in that you tagged me in a photo?
Okay.
Gate.
That's a tough one because I understand what Noella is saying. Like, you tagged me in something for your business. I'm not your client. That was a no-no. You don't do that. But again, Noella ain't that big of a deal. Like, it's not like she's some big superstar and you're going to be getting business from me. But I feel like her approach to it was wrong. Uh-huh. Like, she's like, you're thirsty, drink lemonade. And I'm like, anybody in the fitness industry knows that you don't drink lemonade if you're thirsty. There's too much sugar in it.
But also, if you're the thirstiest human alive, you can't call somebody else thirsty.
No.
Like we all are thirsty. If you're on a Real Housewives show,
you're thirsty.
And it's fine. Drink up. Cheers, bitches. But like, I can't that she is so, like, I knew from the day when I saw her at Bronwyn's. I'm like, listen, you're doing a photo shoots with Bronwyn. And Jen came up and said hi to you. She's also auditioning for the show.
Well, let's get one thing straight. These two girls are on because they knew Bronwyn.
Right. So, Jen knew Bronwyn too.
Jen knew Bronwyn too. So they have history. So it's like, okay, they're both on. They both met around the same time. They're both on the show. And it was just kind of like, I don't know, pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, no, you're thirsty too.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the whole thing, I thought Noella had a good week the week before. And then this week I was like, I don't even particularly like Jen and I'm team Jen.
I know. It's kind of like, you're only as good as this week's episode.
Yeah. Like she kind of bugged me this week. Yeah. And then when I saw the part where Sweet James delivered flowers to her with the divorce, those flowers were, I feel like I'm on Mean Girls right now, but those are the ugliest flowers I've ever.
Those were some weak flowers.
Yeah. If I'm going to get divorced and I'm living in that mansion, you better serve me with nicer flowers.
Well, I would have to tell you, I went to dinner with Noella with a big group of people. The next day, she sent me this huge bouquet of the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen in my life.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're going to trick her to come to the door with flowers, you're going to send those. I saw baby's breath.
That was like, not baby's breath. Do you think that was a trick technique? Like, I'm gonna bring you flowers. You're gonna think it's flowers, and you're gonna get served.
That's what she's saying. That was her point. I don't know.
Believe everything she's saying.
No, of course we don't. Also, why multiple Orange County housewives have pearls in their hair in their confessionals is a little bit of upsetting to me.
Oh my God.
Next week, if you come here, can you wear pearls for the pod?
I will. No, never. Okay. The Shannon with the pink and the prom hair with the pearl. Like,
I'm saying the pearls are becoming a problem.
Obviously, Laura did not do that hair.
No. The confessionals are a lot. There are a couple housewives that can really pull. I mean, I made the mistake one time. I tried to do bangs. They were clipping.
Yeah. Well, we all try.
And you fail. And then you learn from your mistakes.
I came from early housewives. Like, we didn't have hair and makeup. Like, we did our interviews. Like, it was bad.
So originally, did you guys do your own hair and makeup for confessionals?
Yeah.
When did that change?
Geez, probably season 5 around there. It changed, but I did my own hair and it was bad.
When did it change that? Cause I saw something that Andy posted. He did like a Q&A that said like, which housewife changed the style game? And he posted Erica. When did it
not
change?
Orange County.
When did it change that, like, you guys got glam to do events?
It took a while. I feel like early days, the housewives were a totally different breed. Like, it wasn't all about being dressed in the nicest outfits. It was just kind of about our life. But I feel like, I mean, did Erica dress like that 16 years ago? I don't think so. I don't think anybody did.
Yeah. I mean, the second that I started Beverly Hills, other than Kyle,
we were in True Religions. And
I mean, Kyle and Rinna can do their own glam to that. They can do their own.
Oh.
I mean, they get glam sometimes, but they also, I've watched them. They can apply lashes. They can do the whole thing.
Okay.
But 9 times out of 10, everybody's getting glam because that's the,
It changed it. And I love it. I love because people, when they're watching from their house and their sweats and they're like, I want to see glam. Like, I want to see that. I don't want to see.
But it's also, it gets to the point where, like, I love to be glam.
I don't
too.
Like costumes.
Yeah. The costumes are hard. I mean, granted, I accidentally wore a costume in Vegas.
What?
I wore
a stripper?
I mean, my shorty short where I looked like I was in a Tonya Harding outfit.
Oh, well,
you know what?
We all make mistakes.
We learn from them. Let's take a little break. We come back and talk a little Salt Lake City and a little Miami and then maybe some callers. All right, now we're back. We're going to talk a little bit of, I know them.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They work for you. Yeah.
A little bit of Miami.
Oh my gosh.
I have so much to say. I think that Miami might be my favorite
Housewives
franchise right now.
Why do you think, Miami being so good, why do you think they put them right to Peacock?
I think that that's Peacock is where everything's headed right now because of the streaming. That's my guess. I don't know, but I personally love it. I don't have to deal with the commercials.
I love it.
The timing. I don't have to worry about East. Cause here, for some reason at this house, I don't have East Coast feed, which to me is brutal.
Oh.
But I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. My first question is in regards to the episode is Julia continues to say she considers herself a flirt, but she always comes home to Martina. How do you feel about this?
I think it's a little bit disrespectful. If you're in a marriage, like you can be a flirt, but if you're in a marriage with a man or a woman, I feel like if you're that relationship between her and Adriana is weird. It's a little weird.
Do you think
it's TV weird? Do you think this is real life weird?
I don't know. I mean, I think here's the thing. When I watch Julia and Martina together, I feel their chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, I like them.
Martina.
I love Martina. I think they're authentic. Yeah. I don't think they're faking it. So I like their relationship. That being said,
would you be okay if Edmund's like, I'm just a flirt and he's over there in the corner with me, like talking and rubbing my feet?
No, absolutely not. No. I mean, even the one time
I would kill. I would kill if Eddie was rubbing your feet.
They didn't show it, but there was one time in Beverly Hills where it was at Farrahween and Edwin went up to Kim Richards
and rubbed her feet.
No, oh my God, we would be divorced. But he went up to her and was like, honestly, fanned out. Because, you know, she was in all these 80s movies and he was from Columbia and he came over and he saw and he was like, I have to say, you were my very first crush. And I remember being like,
shut up.
Flames. Like, talk about this when we're not filming. Right. You know, like they can turn this into something so much more when, like, of course it's charming. It's sweet. I don't actually. Kim's been nothing but nice to me. I'm not actually threatened by Kim and Edwin, whatever the situation was.
Yeah, but as a married woman, you're like, no.
Like this is not the time
or the
place.
Could you imagine if he was rubbing her feet?
But then if she was like, my feet hurt and he took off her shoes and rubbed them.
No.
That's a hard no for me.
No, that's a hard no. No, hard no. Don't touch.
Don't touchy. Yeah.
No. So I think that's kind of weird. I think it's a little bit disrespectful. And I don't know if it's for camera purposes or if this is her flirty vibe. I don't know.
I don't know either. But then we go into why do I always say her name wrong?
Gertie. I love Gertie. I talk with her on social media now.
Oh, you're Gertie.
So maybe
rude. What? Yeah. No need to loop me in. Just do it on your own, Tam.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought at first, I was like, is her husband kind of a douche because he was being so quiet? But then I realized I loved him. He's just quiet. He just needed to warm up.
He needs to warm up.
He needed two drinks.
Outside looking in, speculation, I feel like he's not comfortable with cameras.
Yeah.
After
he had two drinks, then he was different.
Yeah.
And she kissed him and the red lipstick got on him. He became all the things.
I think they're cute together. I love them together. I think they're perfect. He's not overly involved like some other people on like Steph.
No, I liked
it. We'll get to that. But
I'm obsessed with Marisol. I wish she was a full-time housewife.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like her. I think she adds a lot to the show. I do. I like her. She did say that Alexia's fiance is her with a dick and talks about how similar
she does have some good one-liners.
Here's the thing. She may not be that great in scene, but her confessionals are very good.
Yeah.
Question. Were you a drinker during your confessionals or sober during your confessionals?
Sober.
See, so that Kyle's sober during her confessionals too. I was a drinker during my confessionals.
Well, not, I mean, you're pregnant.
But then when I was pregnant, I wasn't.
I mean, I would like a good drink, but when we're sitting in that confessional chair, like sometimes it can be like 5, 6, 7 hours. So I'm not a good drunk. So I would drink and then I'd be like, I'm just tired.
But I would just want one, like two champagne.
Just a two champagne. Okay.
And then it just, I'm not, because I'm too uptight.
Yes, you are. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, I will cut her.
You're very upset. I don't know. I didn't travel with a bar and they didn't have alcohol there when we did our...
Oh, your confessionals weren't in your home.
No. The last few years we did them at a studio.
Oh, see, ours were always at our home, which were really annoying because you have to move your entire family out of your home.
Okay. So when I first started the show, that's what they were at our home. From season 3 to season 10... I was so drunk in my confessionals that I was slurring my words.
No.
I was like, and I look back and I'm like, oh my God, so bad. So then it moved to in studio. So we went to Orange County's.
Yeah, I never drank in studio.
Yeah. So we didn't have alcohol there. So we didn't drink. But I feel like when you're at home, you get a better confessional because you're more comfortable. You're whatever.
Then we get through. Adriana and Kiki want to start an OnlyFans, get advice from Larsa.
Okay, I'm dying at Larsa. Okay, first of all, I love Larsa.
I love her.
I don't feel like she's somebody I would hang out with, but I do love her and I appreciate her.
How do you know? We need to have her on the pod and then we'll make a real decision. Our new motto is making friends.
Okay. No, we're not making friends on this podcast. It's not happening. So I don't know. I feel like I was telling Eddie this the other day. I said, so there's this whole thing about OnlyFans and Larsa does amazing, but she's like voluptuous and she's got the big boobs and the big booty and the big lips. And she's just talks very slow. And I feel like if I did OnlyFans, I'm like, hey, those are my feet. What do you think? You like my feet? Like,
do you have cute enough feet to sell? Like, we are small people.
I have a bunion.
Like,
I have a bunion on my foot.
Like, feet look like pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Nobody is spending any money.
No.
Granted, you know, there's a website dedicated to people's feet.
Wicked feet. I know. I'm on it.
Me too. There's like 742 images. But anyway, Larsa says that Adriana won't make it.
No, I mean, I'm so fun. That made me laugh so hard when she's like, $5. She's like, I'm going to do $200 for my feet. She's like, I think I would start at $5.
Yeah. She's like, no, not going to happen. Okay. So that happens. Oh, I love Nicole. Okay, all of her backstory with her dad. Love her.
I think I have like a girl crush on Nicole.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. Her body is fit.
She has good posture. Her husband's growing on me.
Her skin.
Or her partner's growing on me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like they have good chemistry.
I think they actually like each other.
Yes. Yeah.
I think he's scared of marriage, but I think they like each other.
Yeah. No, I'll be curious to see where this goes.
But I like her. I like the backstory. Then what else? Oh. Then the biggest part of the episode. We actually got into Tam and I got in a dispute with our producer, Danielle. Hi, Danielle. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Yeah.
Because Danielle 1,000,000% sides with Alexia.
And we're on Todd's side.
On Todd's side in regards to the argument with Frankie and Peter.
Yes. Okay. So I can totally relate to this because doing a blended family. I had Ryan and then I married Simon, who was extremely disciplined. Now, as a divorced parent, you have this guilt. You just have this guilt and you enable your child because you feel like I'm not in a marriage. They don't have a mom and a dad that's like this happy little perfect, you know, relationship. So she probably enables both of them. So I get that. But then Todd is like, your son is smoking pot every single day. He's not doing anything with his life. With Frankie, like you guys could be doing much more with him to get him in a better place. And she got defensive.
Well, also she couldn't come up with one thing.
Because she
got tongue-tied.
She got tongue-tied.
And here's also the problem. And because I'm judgy, it's something I'm working on. I'm not sure I'll get better about it.
I've read about that.
But Peter has a history of bad behavior.
Her son. Yes.
So
he just got arrested.
He just got arrested for domestic violence from a girlfriend from 3 months. He had
3 months and they were living together.
I know. Like, that's a gnar for me. Okay. So all of these things, I mean, granted, Todd's delivery was quite aggressive. I think he may have upped it for the cams a bit.
I feel like he's frustrated. I feel like he's like, Mom, you're not doing anything to help your kids. You're enabling them. It's going to be a problem with them because with Simon and I, it was a problem. And now looking back, I'm like, Simon really wasn't mean to Ryan. He was trying to give him structure and discipline, which he didn't have.
Have a question. Do you think that Simon loved Ryan?
Yes. I think he loved him. I feel like he was trying to give him discipline. Like Simon came from like, you know, his dad was a diplomat. So more like military.
Does Simon still talk to Ryan?
Yes. They still talk. Yeah.
Because I always wonder about that.
Well, they didn't talk until Simon got cancer. And then they started talking after that. And then Ryan said something like, I understand where you're coming from now. Now that I have dated somebody with kids, I get it.
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation. And I feel like Todd, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he's just frustrated.
I feel like he's frustrated. And you know, what Danielle was saying, which I get.
And I feel like so many people relate to this.
Yeah. Is that Frankie was there listening to the conversation. And that was the hard part to watch.
I didn't like
However,
that.
Alexi was standing there with Frankie listening. They made that choice. And I think it was maybe at first because she was worried that Todd and
say something bad.
No, Todd and Peter were going to actually physically fight. And so I think they were watching. I mean, here's the thing. I love Alexia. I think she has been through so much. I hope that her and Todd.
I feel like the whole show is around Alexia. If there's a star of the show, I feel like it's her.
I mean, she is incredible. I think that Todd means well. I think he's going to be painted as a villain for saying that. I think it needed to be said a little bit.
People that don't relate to it and don't understand it, they're going to pick apart his
my way or the highway.
My way, the highway. And to say like, but he's not my son. He's not. People are going to go like, that was so mean. But it's the truth. He's not my son.
He's saying, I can't make those decisions. You can.
Yeah. He's not my son. So people were like, oh my God, how rude. And I'm like.
But he cares enough that he's fighting for him. That's the difference. He cares enough that he's saying, yes, he isn't my son, but I can't sit by and be married to you and watch this happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was.
I mean, if my kid was sitting at home smoking pot every single day, I would have an issue with it.
Yeah. I would too. Ugh. All right. So that's pretty much Miami. We're obsessed. We love it. We can quickly go through Salt Lake City because,
well, there's only one topic I want to talk about.
Well I have two topics.
That's Seth.
I knew it was going to be Seth. What about Seth and the titties?
Weird.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Weird.
I'm fine about I was fine that Whitney brought the titty cake. Of her own titties.
By the way, I brought a titty cake. So I just,
you
when
have?
I looked at it, I'm
when?
Like,
who did you bring a titty cake to?
There was two things on this episode that kind of went,
Do you think she copied you?
So I talked about bringing Vicky a casserole. And then Heather's like, well, when my mom was, we'd bring him a casserole. I'm like, okay. And then the titty cake, because I brought a titty cake to Bronwyn's party. But he took it to another
Why did you bring a titty cake?
Because she was having a, lactating party or
all right, fine.
Yeah, but so I'm like, oh, how cute, I'll have this titty cake made. But
was it your titties?
No, they were just titties. But my thing is like, why is Whitney bringing Seth a titty cake and go, I know you like my cleavage?
Well, I think we missed it, but I think in the first season, there must have been some talk about her cleavage, okay, is my guess. But the part I didn't like was like him putting the coat over, doing the lick fest, and the whole show. And also when he kissed Meredith in the elevator and goes, I'm going to treat you like you're my second wife.
I'm like, oh.
That was puke fest. Once again, Mary, unbelievable. We have to also talk about that Mary didn't show up to the reunion.
Okay, so what have you heard about that?
Whitney saw my DM. You know, Whitney and I DM back and forth, and she didn't respond, so she must not be allowed.
Well, 100%.
Obviously. But Andy did confirm that...
She didn't show up.
That she didn't show up.
And then recently she put out some tweets basically saying like the show's toxic and things like that. So I think either something came up and she doesn't want it out, or she didn't want to go up against the racial slurs that she's made lately.
I think that she doesn't want to have to go up against any of the things in regards to her church and the financial things, and too much of her life is at stake to show up.
Yeah. But I feel like something had to have come up, like just recently. Like, why do you like last minute, like, I'm not going to the reunion? And I know that
she did watch What Happens, right?
Yeah. And so it's like, what is going on? What happened? There had to have been something that happened. She's made a lot of like racially inappropriate comments.
And she hasn't really properly apologized for any of it or taken ownership.
No.
But then we've got to get into Jen. Okay. So I have to say, when Jen isn't going over the top, getting upset.
I love her.
I love her. She is so likable.
She's so good. She's so good on the show, as Mary is too. So, I mean, Jen.
I can't. I could see myself when she like goes like, but here's the thing with Jen. I feel like I could hang out with Jen.
Yes.
I feel like 100%. I could have fun 100%. With Jen.
Yeah. No, at the very beginning, I'm like, oh my God, she's guilty. She's totally guilty.
She's the worst. I could never hang out with her. Now I'm like,
oh my God, I love her. She's so innocent.
I don't know that she's so innocent, but I do know that I really do enjoy her. And I think she's quirky and fun until she gets into the Sprinter van again. And like, Sprinter vans are torture in the housewife world. Yes. Just so you guys know, anytime you go into a Sprinter van, there's 45 cameras. It's hot. Pablo's there. He's irritated.
Pablo's hot.
Pablo is hot.
He is hot.
Yes. He's our...
Yes. We both have experienced Pablo.
But either way, there's a bunch of guys in there. There's mics, you know, like the pressure is on. Yeah. And there's nothing that pisses you off more than when you get into a Sprinter van and a housewife looks at their phone. You're like, go F yourself. Yeah. This is our time to work. Yes.
Get off your phone.
Get off your phone. But either way, you see that Lisa and Jen are going to work when they get in that Sprinter van. Mm-hmm. But Jen has to always go to like a 10X. Like, why does she have to?
Okay, so I didn't quite understand why it got so big so fast. Like, I felt like
we wait till we get on to the trip?
But it kind of felt fake. Energy towards somebody. Like, she was mad at somebody else and she was taking it out on Lisa. Like,
but I felt like this way every time that Jen gets upset. It goes from like 1 to 100. So I don't know if... I feel like Jen had like a cup, like maybe 2 or 3 episodes where she was like sitting chilly and wasn't a part of the drama. So maybe she got the like, hey, get in action, get blah, blah, blah. Something. And then she doesn't know how to do
Speak your mind.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to do it authentically. So then she goes bananas.
It looked weird.
But then there was a point where I honestly thought that Lisa and Jen, we're going to physically
get into a fight. Yeah. And of course, it was a to be continued. First of all, I love Lisa.
Like, I'm loving her. I'm sorry I didn't say that at the beginning. I love her.
She kept her cool the entire time. And then it got to a point
where... But then she lost it.
She lost it. I would have too.
You could tell when the look away, that's a dead giveaway that you're about to lose your shit when you're like looking to the side and you're like, I'm going to take deep breaths.
Do you miss those fights in your life? I kind of do.
I don't miss those fights, but I miss the thrill
Yeah, I miss the fights. I'm going to be honest. I miss the fights. Like, I like, even my kids are like, Mom, go back to the housewives. You're an angry person.
You know,
I feel like you kind of get it out. You say what how you feel.
After doing the housewives, you become such more of a confrontational person in general. Yeah. Not a confrontation, but like you're more comfortable saying things than yes. I ever was before.
Oh, 100%.
Guys, we've already gotten through the whole time.
Oh my God.
We got to take a little break. We'll come back and take our caller. All right, so we're back. We're going to do one headline that we've got, and then we have time for one caller. The one headline we've got is Carmen Electra thinks it would be fun to join friend Garcelle Bouvet on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay, that's very interesting to me because a few months ago, I did an event with Carmen Electra. And at this event, she was promoting M-Sculpt and all this whatever. So her agent was there with her. And so he came up to me, he's like, oh, you're from The Housewives. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you know, they've asked Carmen many times to be on the show.
I hate when people say this.
And you know what he's told me? I told her, do not do it. It's going to ruin your career.
I mean, she has a skincare line. She has things she wants to promote.
Yeah. But is she close with anybody on the show?
According to this headline, she's close with Garcelle. But I mean, I think here's where I really have a little bit of a hard time. Full-blown actresses being housewives.
They act.
Because, I was a wannabe actress. At 18, I wanted to be an actress. Mm-hmm. Never made it. Okay. I wasn't good.
You're a reality. You're a reality, girl.
But so I think if you have too big of a background where you're playing a part...
It's hard to switch over.
It's hard to switch over. Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, then you think there's a crash services. You think there's a break. You think that...
No, I know.
And it's really hard to be authentic because...
But on Beverly Hills, you were on with a lot of actresses.
Yeah, but I think Rinna has been on long enough. Like she's been on so long. She's been a housewife as long as she was an actress at this point.
Well, she's good at being a housewife too. I think she's amazing. And there has to be a girl that can be like not acting.
Yeah. You know and I think that, you know, Rinna has gone through so much on the show. Like it's not like Rinna's always trying to be everybody's favorite.
No. Yeah. I see Rinna more as a reality girl than an actress at this point because she's been on the Beverly Hills for so long.
Rinna's just a hustler. No matter what way. I mean, the Dancing with the Stars. She's got all of her businesses. She is not messing around. Yes. She is a hard ass worker. Yes. That's who Rinna is. But I'm thinking the more that on any of these shows, when you bring in too many actresses at one time.
Right. But I just found it kind of weird that her agent is telling me, which is a little weird. He's a little weird. I'm not going to lie. He's a little weird. And he's like, oh no, I would never allow her to be on that show. It's toxic. It will kill her career. And I'm like, okay.
People always say that, but I've had so many people come up to me and be like, oh, before you became a housewife, I got offered that job. And then I'll ask Alex and I'll be like, hey, by the way, do you know blah, blah, blah? And he'll be like, oh yeah. And that never,
there's 500,000 women in Orange County that say the same thing. I'll run into them like, oh yeah, they asked me to do it. And I'll ask Alex. He's like, no.
But here's the thing. What is the point of saying that? Like
They interviewed. So they feel like that's their connection with you.
But also, for the record, there's not just one interview.
There's multiple
interviews. There's multiple interviews. Then they come and shoot your family. Then they come shoot a confessional.
I know. It's like one of those things where like, I turned it down. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You only turned it down if there was a contract that went to your agent that you didn't sign.
Yeah.
You didn't turn it down if like, okay. But anyways, all right, let's take our caller. Did we sound a little angry there?
A little bit.
All right. Our caller is Alyssa.
Hi.
Hi, Alyssa.
How are you?
We're good.
Hi. It's so exciting to talk to you guys.
How are you? And where are you calling from?
I'm good. I am actually calling in from Chillicothe, Ohio. So I'm a little bit in the farm area.
Midwestern girl.
Ohio.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have a question. So now that you guys are hanging out together and doing the podcast, have Eddie and Edwin met? Do they hang out? Do you guys all four go on dates, like a group date?
Oh, yeah. Well, so they've hung out twice.
Yes.
We went on a group date back before Two Teas in a Pod even existed when we were in Orange County. And pretty much they rolled their eyes at us the whole time.
Yes. Right? Yes. Like, do we have to talk about housewives all day long?
They are very similar.
Very similar.
Like, they're very procedural. They like to do the disciplined, all their same things. Yes. And then...
Well, keep in mind, we live an hour and a half away from each other, at least, if not 2 hours of traffic. So... yeah, I mean, everything's good. We all connect on every level.
We want to do a trip together.
So like, when are we moving in together?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to cohab a family soon. But they get along great.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite show right now?
Of course, I love Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. But I also, I have people in LA area and they also love Real Housewives of Orange County.
Awesome.
I love it all. So.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for tuning in. And thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank
love
you, Alyssa.
You guys. Good luck.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that was great, right?
That was the end of that episode.
That was great. We need to come and do this together more often.
I feel like our flow is so easy.
It's so much easier face to face.
Because it's just brutal on Zoom. Everything's brutal on Zoom.
It is.
But let's... I mean, we're crushing it. We're crushing it, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Please send in any questions, concerns, whatever.
Yes. And share.
Share. We also have a phone number now. You can call us and leave messages. 877-578-3334.
Bye, guys.
Bye.